How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
There are few certainties in life. Water generally runs downhill. I've had some people claim that's not always true, but it does. Gravity wins. Sun rises, sun sets, east-west. Linfield football wins. That's the other certainty. Our next guest, Joseph Smith, is the head football coach at Linfield, where they have put together another great season, another winning season, 9-1. They will play Texas Lutheran in the playoffs, the Division III playoffs, on November 30th. Put it on your calendar. That is a noon kickoff in McMinnville. Joseph Smith here to talk about his team and the consistency. Help us understand, Coach, how do you get kids potentially that aren't consistent to be that consistent?
Well, I wish it was a easy answer, but I think it really comes down to, you know, what a program's culture is all about. And I think some programs that are consistently successful, and that would be businesses or programs, really doesn't matter, they're going to have a culture that's conducive to developing kids and bringing out the best in them. And so I think if you have a healthy culture, then you're going to develop your guys at a high rate. And I think that's what we've been doing for, six decades. So it's worked pretty well for us.
Yeah, when you walk through the door there and, you know, you begin your coaching time, how long does it take you to kind of get what Linfield's about and understand it?
Well, I think, you know, the secret probably to this program's continuity has been just that. You know, I played in the program, so that's really all I know how to do college football. The only way I know how to do it is the Linfield way. And we had such amazing coaches to play under, you know, with Coach Rutschman and Coach Langsdorf and Coach Jay Losey, you know, just these amazing coaches that I got to learn under. And you know, they taught us what we know, and we're just pretty much carrying on what they've done in terms of how you treat young men and how you try to recruit the right kind of people that are committed to team first and committed to trying to be the best they can be. And if you find those kind of young men that love football and they're high character young men, then shoot, great things can happen. And that's been honestly the secret of the success here.
Yeah. I think when for people who don't know, you were an All-American defensive back there. And then when you began coaching there, correct me if I'm wrong, you start as a position coach, linebackers, D-line, then you go into, you become the secondary coach, then you become the D coordinator, then you become head coach. It's like it's like the owner of the restaurant starting as washing dishes and bussing tables and, you know, rising to the top.
Well, that's exactly the case. You know, there's not a job in this program that I haven't done, from the laundry to the weight room to whatever. And I think that's honestly the right way to run any business. And you have more empathy, you have more knowledge about it, and you can obviously empathize with guys who are in those spots and hopefully fix it and make it even better. So, yeah.
We're talking to Linfield coach Joseph Smith. We've got a bye in the first round of the Division III playoffs, Texas Lutheran on November 30th. I'm always curious about this because you lose a game early in the season, and at a place that's not used to losing, how does that affect the psyche of players and team? Does it feel bigger than maybe, you know, a team that's going 6-5 in a season? That I don't want to say it, you ever get used to losing, but it really must feel like an awful thing when that happens. And as a coaching staff, you've got to spin out of that.
Well, you're right. I think we've gone, it's something like 93-3, you know, in conference. And so, you know, we've had a lot of regular season success, and so typically a loss at Linfield means the season's over, and we've had so many undefeated seasons come to an end, and so losing is oftentimes quite traumatic and rightfully so, because it ends your dreams and that team's done for the year. And it's the thing I hate the most in this profession, is just having to say goodbye to seniors. And, you know, you watch all that emotion come out because the dream's over, and it's tough. But so when you lose in the regular season, it's unusual too here. But I always honestly believe it's helped us over the years. When we've dropped an early game, it's shown us the areas in our program that need to get better. It's shown us our cracks in our fundamentals or our techniques or our schematics, and it's put the guys in a corner. You know, you lose again and the season's over. So I think it's, history would show, when we drop a game and can go 8-1, 9-1, we've typically done pretty well, because we've been able to fix some things rather than think you're all that, only to find out that you're not when you get in the playoffs and you can't change it. So I welcome that. As long as that one loss doesn't knock you out of the playoffs, I think that obviously is not a good thing.
What'd you learn from Ad Rutschman?
The single biggest thing I learned from Coach was the power of attitude and the input equals output correlation. You know, everything with Coach Rutsch is about attitude and controlling your thinking patterns. And if you control the input you're putting in your head, well, that sets thinking patterns. And if over time those create attitudes, and then attitude directly triggers behavior. So that powerful relationship between input, thinking, attitude, and performance is really the foundation of his coaching. And so I think that's just been amazing for me transformationally. I wanted to go to a place that we won, and, you know, Coach was all about that. And so, you know, that's probably the biggest thing I've learned from him, is just, hey, your thoughts are going to, you know, put the direction of your actions. So you better control those thoughts.
You've got a number of kids from the state of Oregon and from the region who are out there. You know, Scott Lakem, the AD at UP, I think his kid's on your offensive line. You've got kids from Jesuit and Lake Ridge and South Medford, and really is a flavor of the state of Oregon. And you really have recruited and captured sort of the region. What does that mean? Because I think kids in the area, Linfield is one of those places that gives kids, good kids who can play, gives them a chance to go play somewhere.
You're right. I feel like we really have done well in Oregon over the years, and we've done well in Washington too. And we do draw maybe 20 kids from California and then a significant maybe 20 from Hawaii. So those are the four areas that we recruit, but Oregon especially has been, it's our backyard, and I think you have to win your backyard. There's so many fine football players in the state that are an inch too short to play at Division One, or just a little light or something, where they just don't hit one of the measurables, but yet they're a fantastic football player. And so the biggest thing we're looking for is kids that love football. And if you love football, then we can talk. And then you got to be of high character, and then, yes, have the talent to win. And you know, those are the kind of guys that we are desirous of. And oftentimes they're an inch too short for a Division One scholarship, but they hit on all the other measurables.
Joseph Smith, Linfield coach, is our guest. We're watching the upper level of college football expand to a 12-team playoff, and I have to think, you know, D2 and D3 and FCS coaches are all kind of laughing and shaking their head going, well, they're finally getting there. What don't those guys know? What don't those coaches know yet about a playoff bracket of your size? And you guys get a bye. How valuable is the bye? Can you maybe get into the weeds a little bit? That element.
Yeah, we're in uncharted weather or uncharted waters with this bye. We haven't had one before, so it gives. I think about half the teams in the bracket are sitting out this first round, which allows them to rest and recover, right, from a grueling season. You have so many lingering injuries, so I think that bye week is quite powerful in terms of getting your health back up to 100% if you can, right, or at least get as healthy as possible. But what I think the big schools are going to find out is just you're tested so quickly on your turnaround of schematics, and you're tested so quickly on your depth, because as you try to go through a 4 or 5 round playoff system, you're going to lose a couple starters each game due to injury, and oftentimes you're not the same team that you started the playoffs that you are at the end, and particularly if you have a tough road. You know, the teams that can get ahead early and rest their starters in the second half, they have tremendous advantage if you can get some easy draws. So, you know, the the bracket system itself, if it's done right, should protect the high seeds. Now, Division III's never had that. We have a geographical bracket that typically is based on cost savings, so they don't always match 1 versus 32, for instance. And so I would imagine at the higher levels, money's no object, of course. So they're going to be able to have a real bracket, and I think you'll see, you know, the top seeds move on. But, boy, it's going to create some just amazing games, and I'm so excited to watch these playoff games at that level because it means so much, and it's so much better than these meaningless bowl games. I think it's just going to be fantastic.
The Texas Lutheran team, what do you know about them? What do you see on film?
Well, we just exchanged the film, so I haven't had a great chance to look at it, but I they're from Texas, so I can tell you right now they're going to be big, strong, and fast, and love football. It is Friday Night Lights down there for a reason, so they'll be good. You know, all those teams that we've ever played when we've gone into Texas, they're big, strong, and fast. So they're not going to be always the most schematically diverse teams. They're gonna rely on their talent and be a little less sophisticated, possibly not in a bad way, but in a good way that allows their talent to come to bear. And I think that's typically the matchups that we get. So I know they have a really good kicking game, and they're gonna be well coached and play real hard. So that's what I do know.
Your quarterback Deacon Edgar from South Medford High School. You've got one of our affiliates down there in Medford, Fox Sports Eugene, covering that area in Eugene, and of course the Ace in Southern Oregon, right there in Medford. There's a lot of people there that you know followed his career as a high school player. He's now your guy. What does he bring? What makes him good?
Well, you know, Deacon's a good little runner, and he does some really nice things to prolong, you know, plays, but. You know, I think you're probably thinking of Blake Elliott is who I think you're
that's
thinking,
right.
But
that's
Deacon
right.
also is from South
yeah.
Medford, and
that's right.
And Blake's from Crater, so you were right on the Southern Oregon.
It was in the,
so,
it was in the area.
My home stomping ground. So, oh yeah, down there in Southern Oregon. And, you know, but Blake, he's just tough. He's got that quintessential, tough pocket passer that can take the hits, and he can still run, but he'll stand in there and deliver the ball and get to his reads and you know, allow our system to come into play, which will help. You know, anytime you're playing elite teams, I think you have to have some system approach and be able to get through your read progressions, which he does well, and I'm really proud of him.
Give me an idea, because sometimes you get teams in playoff games where, you know, a player here or a player there might think they have to do something extraordinary to help their team win, and as you talk about your QB, you talk about playing within the system and making the reads. It sounds very simple. How do you get kids to kind of buy into, hey, you don't need to put on a cape here. We need to play our game within our system to have success?
Well, I think one part of that, in all fairness, is we often don't have Superman. You know, Superman's down at USC, you know, Reggie Bush is there. So, mm-hmm. So we have a lot of really good players, but they're surrounded by a bunch of really good players. So, you know, we have lots of good players here. And so I think that really helps. If anytime you have a team where maybe one guy's so much better than everybody else, I do think it creates that scenario you're talking about. But here we have lots of good players. And so the guys being able to trust their teammates to do their job allows them just to worry about their job and not have to try to do too much. Because you're right, when you do, particularly at that position, you tend to fail.
I'm looking at your QB's page on the website there at Linfield, and he says his goal is to beat everyone. His competitor, isn't he?
I love that. That's a great goal.
He could have said anything. Yeah. He said to beat everyone.
I love that. Well, we went to Alabama. We got to practice there 2 years ago, and we got to practice at Ohio State the year after. So it was really fun to go to those places and play at their campuses and practice, I should say, in their facilities. But one of the things I brought back from Alabama was a sticker that my wife got for me that was an Alabama logo, but said, you know, beat everyone in terms of that's their rival. And so we've kind of adopted that. I've got those sayings kind of all over. So when people ask us, who is your rival? Well, that's who our rival is. So
I love that.
So I like that Blake's adopted that. That's fantastic.
Yeah, apologies to Blake Eaton, the starting quarterback at Linfield. He just wants to beat everyone. I love it. All right, good luck to you. You're a couple weeks away from this game on November 30th. I hope some people show up and support you. I know you've got your diehard Linfield fans, but maybe some others out there that just want to see college football as it's supposed to be. Linfield's hosting that game in McMinnville on November 30th. Coach, congrats on another great season. I'd love to get you on throughout the playoffs and go win the damn thing.
Well, thank you. I'd be welcome or happy to do that, and sure appreciate everything you do for the state of Oregon. So thank you very
much,
Coach. Sir.
Appreciate you. There he is. Joseph Smith, he's the coach at Linfield, where they are 9-1. They get a bye into the first round of the Division III playoffs. And Blake Eaton, starting quarterback, sorry, Blake, and his teammates going to go try to win it all, going to go try to beat everyone. I love that. Our big splash is coming up.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.